Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Your No Show, the Blog Talk Radio show on the RBR Network that addresses New Thought Metaphysics, which simply means a new way of thinking as we move beyond the physical and discuss the metaphysical aspects of spiritual intervention that incorporates the wisdom of yesterday with the technology of today and allows us to bridge the gap and circumnavigate the spiritual highways of yesterday, today, and tomorrow. My name is Robert J.V. McMillan, and it is my pleasure to serve as your host and to invite spirit-filled people to share with us and to show up here with us and tell us how it is that they are showing up in the world, how they are making a difference in their neighborhood mosque, temples, churches, synagogues, and even the neighborhood 7-Elevens, and then taking that to their states, counties, countries, ultimately to the world. Tonight, we will have an open panel discussion on the importance of SAMM, spiritual awareness, meditation, and metaphysics. And these are spiritual tools that help keep us centered and balanced, that allow us to be turned on, tuned in, and tapped into, as Esther Hicks of Abraham Hicks says, in order to know where to go, who to see, and what to say that makes the world a better place in my home, in my block, my neighborhood, city, county, state, and ultimately the world. Tonight, we will discuss all manner of wonderful things, changing from singing in the key of high C, as you know, and you know what that is. That is the me, and we want to move, though, to the key of W-E, we, or as the talented Mr. Stevie Wonder says, singing collectively in the key of life. Again, you may join us by calling 347-838-9142 and pressing 1 if you have a question or a comment. Our panelists tonight, they are a diverse field of individual students of the philosophy of life, the psychology of knowing how to connect people with each other. But most importantly, they are people who understand how spirit works in their world because they have gone through the ABCs of kindergarten of spiritual knocks. And we're excited to get to them and to have them to chat with all of us about who it is that they are, how they're showing up in the world, and what some of the things are that they are involved in. I want to first bring in my dear friend, Brother Carl, who is checking in with us from Maryland, where they have a little bit of snow, I understand, on the ground, and yet that has not squelched his spirit at all. I spoke with him a little bit earlier, and he was excited about life, excited about sharing with all of us tonight relative to spiritual awareness and relative to meditation and all of the things that happen help us, each and every one of us, to move forward. Brother Carl, are you on the line?
I'm on the line.
Well, good evening, my friend. And is it true what I hear? I've been watching a little bit of the national news from time to time. When they have good stuff on, then I turn it on. And when they then go to some of that other stuff that they put on, I turn it off. But you understand what I'm talking about when I say that, Brother Carl. But one of the things that I did see during one of those segments was a whole lot of snow, and it seemed cold in Maryland. Is that right?
Well, let's just say this. I'm from a cold climate, and there's more of it out there than I want to deal with right now.
I understand, my friend. I definitely understand, and I am so glad that you chose to be here with us tonight. When you think about our title, spiritual awareness and meditation and how that has impacted your life and the lives of those who have been kind enough to invite you into their circle of influence. How has that made a difference for you, Brother Carl, and what is it that you would share with people relative to this experience of New Thought Metaphysics as it relates to meditation and spiritual awareness?
Well, first of all, whenever that subject is brought up, it brings a smile because it's such a just such a fruitful subject to mm-hmm. talk about. And you mentioned when I got sort of introduced, I think I've always been introduced but didn't know it. I became aware of my of those elements in my life a little clearer at a certain point, and I realized that life in a way began for me at that point.
Mm-hmm.
Because until you become more aware on a continuous basis about more of the things that are going on with you in life, whatever they are, it's hard for you to reach that area in your inner world that you need to be in to understand more about spirituality and how it has an impact on your life all the time when you haven't even been thinking about it. Now, as you know, my vocation is numerology.
Mm-hmm.
And people think numbers immediately, and numbers are important. They call me the mm-hmm. numbers guy, and we all smile at it. And
right.
The numbers, I try to get them to understand immediately symbols.
Mm-hmm.
And what they want to do is to go inside and to get a sense and a feel for what those numbers represent. In other words, the energies and the powers and the all that's flowing around within your whole inner body.
Mm-hmm.
And it's at that point that you begin to sense, because you can actually feel, you know, when you really get deep in your meditation, you can feel what is meant, and it's indescribable, so I can't give it to you in words. But you know you have connected with something that's deep and deep and deep and deep.
Absolutely. That's right. That's right. I think that Abraham Hicks, and many of us know that the wonderful work that they do, but they say connecting with source energy. And I like mm-hmm. those two terms, source energy,
yes.
because what is God as universal and personal principle? God is source. And God as, and then when I think about God as source energy, what does energy do? It is pervasive. It is invasive when necessary, but it also just flows like water does, and it will flow around us, under us, over us, above us. And yet, unlike water, what spirit or source energy does is it just makes everything, wherever it is that we are, better. Whether we really understand and appreciate it or not, I think that it goes forth to make things a little bit better. I'm going to leave your microphone hot, Brother Carl, but I'm going to bring in another gentleman here and just ask you to stand by while I bring in my friend Bob from Hot Springs, who is involved in a number of disciplines, spiritual disciplines. I know the oneness blessing is part of what it is that you are involved in. Bob, I believe also that you are involved in a wonder-filled space there called Adama Kadosha that talks to being able to connect in an environment with like-minded people who are all wanting and willing to do the same thing. Bob, are you available?
That's right. I sure am.
Welcome to the no-show, my friend.
My pleasure.
Tell us about what you all are doing over there in my now third home, Hot Springs, Arkansas. What types of good things are happening there? And you just go ahead and talk about that, and I'm going to step away for a minute while you tell the people a little bit about that. And Carl is still on the line with you. And Carl, I want for you all to interact a little bit, and I'll be back to you in a moment. Go ahead, Bob.
Okay.
Well, we're involved in setting up and an intentional community, an intentional spiritual community, to provide a location where, as you mentioned before, like-minded people can come and share their spiritual experience and share also their different paths. This is a pathless or a multi-path, probably is a better way to say it, that we have there in Dhammaka Dosha. So the key is on community. We certainly want to become aware of our individual connection to Source, and then at that point, it's ideal to share with others who are on similar paths, or at least have an intention of pursuing spiritual awareness. And this, and it all comes down to choices. We have the opportunity to experience anything that we want to experience, literally in life. We can have happiness. We can have sorrow. We can have illness. We can have community. And studies have shown that people who have engaged in strong community relationships are happy people, and that's just it's what's the foundation to happiness for us. And having the opportunity to share with others just comes from the knowledge of Source. And it becomes a very calming activity to be with like-minded people. So that's what we're doing at Dhammaka Dosha.
Bob,
there are no.
Go ahead. Go ahead. I was going to comment on what you had said.
Go ahead. Yeah, I can.
Well, you know, I was struck first. Well, I was struck first by the fact that you're forming this community, and you call it, I think, an intent community. In other words, it has intentions. Intentional. So you're
intentional spiritual community. So that
yes,
intentionally spiritual.
And I just find that to be such a strong word to describe what you're doing, which is already has its own strength. Because that adding of an intensity to what you're about is going to make you successful. You know, you have a clear notion of how you want to go, and that intent energy is going to be the key for you, I think. But I also thought later about what a nice, soft and easy representation of leadership that you are showing, and it's the kind of leadership that we all can do, but not enough of us pull together, even a small group of like minds, to discuss our similarities, to unveil and recognize our strengths that sometimes we don't even know that we have unless we are sharing thoughts with others. So just the idea, you know, people walk around saying, well, this is problematic and that's a problem and this is, but what can I do about it? And you're showing leadership because you're saying we can get some people together and we can use what strengths we have to multiply ourselves and to get more done. I really appreciate that.
That is awesome, absolutely. And I love what both of you are saying, and that is who it is that we are. I want to bring a couple of other folks into the foray here and into our conversation. I know that Miss Robin was with us, and Bob, of course, you know who Robin is because you were kind enough. All of you came up from Hot Springs for a meeting of what we call Kindred Spirits here in Little Rock on February 14th, Valentine's Day. And if you can imagine a set of people coming together with those same wonder-filled intentions just to learn more about how to share from their God-centered spaces and where it is that they are, then that's what we had. So, gentlemen, I'm going to ask you all to stand by for a moment. I'm going to bring Miss Robin in and ask her to share with us some of what she got from our gathering on Love Day, February 14th, and also to tell us a little bit about what's going on in the city of Baton Rouge, where she is right now. Good evening, Robin. How are you?
Oh, I'm great. Thank you so much for inviting me on the call. I had a beautiful time in Hot Springs at Adama Kadosha. The facility is a beautiful space that we know love is bringing that into fruition with all types of people that are going to be gathering there at different times. And I would like to come and share some of the things that I do, like Reiki and reconnective healing and aromatherapy to those who are willing to come, and I would love to share that with them and what I do. And also here in Baton Rouge, I have my own group of Reiki students and reconnective healing friends that we gather together on occasion. Usually a monthly circle we have here at my home. I also frequent the Center for Spiritual Living on an occasional basis here in Baton Rouge with some other folks that are of like and similar mind as myself. And I can see myself visiting in the Hot Springs area on a pretty regular basis during the year, at least a 3 or 4 times a year kind of thing, to get to know people more and to communicate and bring that awareness of what I can share, as well as to honor and listen to what they have to share in their spiritual path as well.
Absolutely.
It's been a beautiful experience.
Right. Well, for many of us, Robin, I appreciate your saying that it's been a beautiful experience, but I think that people also need to know that many of us, certainly Bob and Carl, who spoke before, mm-hmm. and you as well, Robin, but I know for me, I came from a space and a source of pain into what I am into now, and I came hurting. I was wanting to feel that there was another place and a space where I could be, and that is what this philosophy, this way of life, that's what science of mind used to call it a while back, a way of life. And I know that that's a part of that experience as well. I look forward to seeing you when I'm there in March, Robin. I assume you were speaking of our friend Reverend Larry's church in Baton Rouge, and I will be speaking there, I think, the third Sunday in the third or fourth one, the 22nd, somewhere in that neighborhood. And so I look forward to seeing all of my Baton Rouge friends once more and again. I want to bring Bob back into the conversation, and then I have a number of other people that I also want to go to share some things. Bob and Robin, can you share with us what your experience was from our Valentine's Day gathering, from the number of people that came together collectively to just do nothing but talk about Spirit and how it was that Spirit was bringing us together, the positive terms and the terminology that we came up with. Bob, let me start with you, and then I'll go back to Robin.
Well, it's not, there are no accidents in life, and for us to be meeting on Valentine's Day was no accident in and of itself. The focus of the group was on the heart, and the focus of the heart is about feeling, and that's the key to experiencing Source, is experiencing the feelings that surround Source and allow us to tap into Source, which include feelings of gratitude, appreciation. Those are the ones that allow the brain, allow the heart to send signals to the brain, which in turn send signals throughout the body.
And control, that's right.
These feelings control not only our thoughts, and to some degree, but also our health, and make our body parts harmonious and in sync. And it's in sync with the heart. Heart is the is.
That's right. That's right. Absolutely. Thank you. I appreciate that, Robin. I want to come back to you a moment and ask you that same question in terms of what were your thoughts specifically about our coming together on the big Love Heart Day, the Valentine's Day 2015, and what was it that you and your crew took back from there? I mean, I know one of the things that you all took back was some phenomenal food from our Indian restaurant Taj Mahal here, but in addition to that, what else comes to your mind in thinking about that experience?
Well, I enjoyed listening to everyone's path and how they came to be there, and I too had similar experiences in my life that led me up to this place. And people that are of like mind, even if we have varying qualities within ourselves, that our spirit shows up, coming together as one, so that we're able to go out and share that with others, and to show up as being authentically who we are and who we came here to be. Mm-hmm. And with the sharing, it felt to me that everyone was being in their totally authentic in how they felt and how beautiful that they were in their sharing, being authentic.
I like that. I like that word. That's a great word, and a word that we hear often in our New Thought metaphysical churches, in our New Thought metaphysical groups, synagogues, in all of the various places where all of us go, we hear those types of positive experiences. But again, I want to share with our listening audience that most of us, maybe some were babies in this, and they just came happily bouncing along and got all of this good stuff. But most of us came from a place of pain. For me, my wife and two children had died in a fire. And so I was trying to understand. And at that time, I was part of a traditional theology. And it just didn't make sense to me that would be where everything would just end. That was it. It just seemed to me that a God that was loving and caring and concerned and compassionate and cared about me and cared about my wife and my children would not just let things end there. And because of whatever it was that we had done of a positive nature, then we might go to a space and a place called heaven, or whatever the things were that we had done that we didn't necessarily know at that time were bad, but they were, then we'd go to a place called hell. That there was just no logic in my non-metaphysical at that time mind. But then as I started reading Dr. Joseph Murphy, The Cosmic Energizer, and I started listening to Wayne Dyer, and started listening to Beckwith and other people who were talking about we are not sinners. We are progressive-minded, positive people who are moving forward in wonderful directions, and we can have more, be more, do more, and move forward in more wonder-filled and wonderful ways if we will just recognize that that is what it is that Spirit is calling us to do, and that there's something called karma, K-A-R-M-A. Karma means that we've done some things that we're not that proud of, and it means that the universe doesn't care. The universe will reward us either way. Whatever it is that's good, we get good back. Whatever it is that's challenging, we get that back as well. So it's not about being punished. It is instead about recognizing that if I've done something that I didn't need to do, I'm going to get a chance to come back and do some things differently. And not next lifetime, not three or four lifetimes down the road, but right now, I'll get an opportunity to meet somebody, and they will say something that reminds me of something that I could have done differently, and I will suggest to them, if they are willing to listen, that they might give consideration of doing it this way or that way. Why? Because of my experience. And then moving from that into other areas where we know who it is that is within us. I want to move forward a little bit more. Thank you so much, Robin. I'm going to put you back in the hold, Keith, for just a minute. I want to go down to Miss Susan, who was also at our meeting on February 14th. And good evening, Susan. How are you today? Susan, are you still there? Well, maybe not. Okay. I tell you what, let me just move forward a little bit more, and I will come back to you in just a moment. Let me come up here and see if maybe Susan is right there. Susan, are you right there?
Yes.
All right, good. I love it when technology works in the way that it tells me it's going to work. What were your thoughts, and what are your thoughts in terms of the conversation that we're having right now about New Thought, metaphysics, spirituality, and the ability to be grateful for anything and everything that's going on in our lives?
Well, what struck me was the fact that we're on many different pathways, but we all have a commonality in what we're searching for. Mm-hmm. And it's just even though we have different ideas about truth in our own lives, we can find a meeting place in our hearts together in a physical place and share ideas, mm-hmm. and enjoy each other's company. And sometimes it gets kind of lonely out there because you don't know, or you listen to the news and I don't anymore. But mm-hmm. you know, when you pick up bits and pieces of news and stuff like that and hear what's going on in the world, it's nice to know that there are people out there like yourself, like-minded like yourself, who believe that things are getting better instead of worse. That mm-hmm. within chaos comes, when there's change, there's going to be chaos, and out of that chaos, a better thing can come up. Was it like the phoenix coming out of the ashes?
Mm-hmm.
And,
right.
And so that's what I foresee in the next 5-6 years. We can see lots of changes going on, but know that it's in God's hands and everything's going to be okay in the end.
I love that last statement that you made Everything is going to be okay, regardless of what it may seem like right now. Ultimately, things are going to work out. And as long as we can hold to that vision of things being okay and hold to the thought that where I am right now is exactly where it is that I want, not necessarily to be, but where it is that I need to be. And because
right.
I am where I need to be, I know that Spirit has me here. My soul has me here for a reason, and that reason is to learn something. And so if I become, instead of trying to push against whatever it is that is going on, and instead of doing that, I instead turn my palms upward, you know, so that I can catch the gifts that are now coming, whether I understand them or not, but I can catch it. And then in catching it, somebody else will come into my experience and help me to understand a little bit more of what I didn't understand at that moment. And
right.
Susan, what I call that is the three S's, and that's serendipity, synchronicity, and spirituality. And those three then come into play in our experience to help us move forward, do things in a different way, and be about the business of the things that we are doing. I know, Susan, that you are having a good time here in Little Rock, at the center here in Little Rock. Do you want to tell us a little bit about that?
Oh, you mean about Unity?
Yeah, sure.
Unity is what started it all for me when I was a young woman, and I didn't even know I was searching for anything.
Mm-hmm.
But I got involved first with Silva Mind. At that time, it was called Silva Mind Control, and now it's called the Silva Method. But when I first went to hear about what it was all about, I went with a friend, and she wanted someone to go with her. She was really interested in it. And so we went to hear a free lecture, and when we came out, I was absolutely excited about it, and she felt that it was the devil.
Okay.
And so it finally dawned on me later on that she was getting me there. I wasn't getting her there. She was my, and we were friends for quite some time after that. But and that was kind of the beginning of my search, consciously,
mm-hmm.
about my search for who and what I was. But mm-hmm. and I got involved with Unity, and everything has kind of led me to other things. But from Course of Miracles, I mean, I think all of us have been on different pathways in that. But I like your idea of the synchronicity part, because sometimes we think, well, it was just a coincidence. And I mentioned that on Saturday. But coincidence means, well, it just kind of happened and there was no rhyme or reason to it. To me, synchronicity means there's a plan.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a part of that plan. We're all part of that plan.
Oh, I love that part. I love that part, that you are an integral part of that plan, and that wherever it is that we have met in this corner of life, we are here by spiritual identification, and we are right where we need to be at the moment, even though it certainly doesn't seem like that, even though it may seem as far from that as anything could be. But later on, unless we are spiritually aware at the moment and say, you know what, God, I can hardly wait to see the good that's going to come out of this. My minister in Little Rock, and I'm sorry, not in Little Rock, but in Washington, D.C., the Reverend Amalia Frank. Amalia was 93, and I was on the board of directors in Washington for that particular church. And so whenever it was that we would hear that Amalia had bumped into somebody, because she was still driving. As a matter of fact, she refused not to drive. So she would bump into somebody, and she would get out of her car. And if you can imagine this 93-year-old, 4'7", 8", maybe, grandmotherly type, walking up to people and saying, "Hello, dear. Well, I tell you, I can hardly wait to see the good that's going to come out of this." And what do you do? I mean, how are you going to slap somebody like that? You just can't do it. You know what I mean? So people would inevitably end up at church that following Sunday, and then they would be there for life, because that is who it is that she was. And what they discovered was what they thought was a fender bender was actually a spiritual opportunity. And so what I would like to suggest to all of us during this next week, look out for spiritual opportunities. Take question marks and change them into exclamation points of peace, of love, of joy. Change that scenario around, and then I want for you to see what the outcome is of that, and then I want for you to report back, all right? My email is robtmcm@aol.com, and just send me a little note and say, Reverend Matt, this is what I thought when I heard you say what you said. I thought you were really off your rocker, and it was time for you to do some things differently. But after I actually tried that, gave it a go, I found out that that was not the case, and I am now so appreciative that I did that. And guys, you know what? If anything works and ever works for anybody, then it always works, and it will work for everybody. So that's the way that the spiritual life is. Excuse me. Thank you so much for sharing what you shared. I appreciate that so much in hearing from you, Susan. I want to move on, but before I do that, I need to remind you all that this is the Renford Broadcast Network, and we have phenomenal programs on and available for you all, and I have a number of people that are standing by, chomping at the bit to get into our conversation, and as soon as I come out of this commercial moment, I'm going to get them in so we can hear from others. We have a Miss Kay from The Rock who wants to say some things and share with us what her experiences were from that meeting as well. But on Thursday, the Renford Broadcast Network has a program called the Progressive News Weekly at 5:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, and it's hosted by Daryl Clark from New York, and it is co-hosted and moderated by Cecil McDaniel, who is also the director of the Renford Broadcast Network and Renford Broadcast Radio. So you want to check that out, because they have all manner of awesome guests on, like Dick Gregory and other people in places all over the world. You want to check it out. So you want to come back to this phone number that you dialed in on, 347-838-9142. And then those of you who are standing by pressed 1 so that you could be brought into the conversation. Or you can go up on www.blogtalkradio.com/Renford, and you can check out all of the programs that are available from our folks there. At 8:30 this evening, Central Standard Time, and all of our shows are Central Standard Time, The Laws of Material Wealth with James Renford Powell will come on from 8:30 until 9:30. You don't want to miss that. All of us want to know not only how to be more spiritual, but how to have more wealth in our pockets as we become more and more and more spiritual. Let me assure you of something. There is nothing spiritual about being broke, okay? It just doesn't work that way, guys. That is not the way Spirit intended it, and that is not the way any of us want for it to be. Now, we can get carried away with that as well, and then we'll be brought back downtown as well, right? That's right, we will. And then I want to tell you about one last show, and that's the Searcher's Roadmap at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time, and that's hosted by my moderator, Miss Rhonda Harrison from Red Feathers Lakes, Colorado. Way, 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 way up in the mountains, and I cannot even imagine what kind of snow they're having. We're getting snow here in Little Rock, Arkansas, OMG and LOL. But the Searchers Roadmap was the first RBR show, and thus it is the longest-running show. Rhonda is a healer, and she often hosts shaman from around the world at her home 9,000 feet up. That's at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time on when? When did I tell you? I told you already. Yep, on Fridays. So make certain that you are a part of that experience as well. We talked about a number of opportunities during our meeting on Valentine's Day, February 14th. But the biggest thing that we did was to just share with each other and not ask for anything in return. Just a bunch of people coming together to talk about spiritual matters in a wonder-filled and wonderful way. And there was a lady there with us who called herself. We had two folks that called themselves newbies. In other words, they were spiritual newbies. And Miss Kay from the Rock is one of those spiritual newbies. Miss Kay, are you on the line? Are you available?
I certainly am.
Well, good evening and welcome to the No Show. We appreciate your taking time from your schedule to be with us this evening. Can you share with us what this experience of being brought into the new thought arena, the metaphysical side of life, has been like for you, and what you got from that experience, and what your thoughts are?
Well, I will try. I'm just so full just listening to everybody. It was just so full of joy. It was just a great experience. Yeah, being the newbie, you know, felt like I was just listening and peeking in like a kid, you know, with their nose up to the window and just wanting to be there. But it was just so exciting to me. And what I got from it was, you know, God consciousness and awareness, first of all. My ears just perked up. And to see all the different faces and, you know, colors and races that were part of this. And I just felt privileged and blessed and honored to be there because they were sharing, you know, all of this years of experience with us. And it was just wonderful to hear the similarities and to hear the strengths of the people that were there. I was just really in awe. But my heart is full tonight listening because, you know, it just shows us that we're all in a different place. In me just starting out, New Thought, I never ever heard the term before a year or so ago.
Mm-hmm.
And was in traditional church, but just something about God drawing you. And I finally feel like he drew me from where I was and put me on this path. And I just like it now. I mean, it's just interesting to be invited to be part of a group that you don't know anybody there, but you know that the person that invited you because of his commitment to what he's doing, you know, you just need to be there. So first of all, I want to thank you for inviting me. And I'm just giddy. I mean, it's just a wonderful.
That's a religious term. Yeah. I don't know if anybody else on the program has heard it this evening, but giddy is now a religious phrase that we shall all use. I love it. And of course, I'm teasing you, Ms. Kay. But what I really am so excited about is that when each of us, everybody that you're hearing on the program tonight, who has been in this for a while, when they first came into this, they were just like you right now. They were the kid in the candy shop with ice cream in one hand, chocolate in the other, and somebody had taken out all of the calories. I mean, it's just an awesome opportunity to, first of all, know that what you felt, because at some point you had to know that there was more than what you had been told before. So you felt there was a little bit more. And then when you get there and open that door, and it leads to all of these other open doors that all you have to do is go up and turn it and it will open, it is an OMG moment.
That's
for
right,
sure.
Exactly.
And so I thank you so much for sharing in that wonderful way, for being who it is that you are and showing up in the world, because that is what Spirit requires of all of us, to be able to just know, and to know that we know, whether we can explain it at the time or not, until we then are able experientially from experience, to draw on our experiences. And once we are able to go back and think back on things that have happened to us in our past, and then to spring forward, if you will, to whatever is going on in our now moment, then we are able to know that it'll be okay. It's all right, because I am showing up as spirit right now in this very moment. And not only am I going to show up like that, but I'm going to act like it as well. And so those are phenomenal opportunities that we then get to experience with people and to share with people. So glad that you are with us and that you are equally as important having a good time with this thing called New Thought. And by the way, all of us will share with each and every one that would listen that New Thought is just a term, because there is nothing new about this under the sun. It has been with us since time immemorial, and it shall continue to be with us until we learn differently. I want to bring Brother Carl back into our conversation for a moment and ask Brother Carl, what are your thoughts when you hear Ms. Kay sharing in the way that she just did? What is it that comes to your mind?
Well, you're right. I can remember to this day, some 30-some years ago, and I only sat there and kept saying over and over, why hasn't somebody said this to me before?
Yeah.
And each time something was revealed, and you're right, Reverend Robert, it wasn't anything new. What it was a way for me to give something a second look, meaning to have a second thought, which became a new thought, a new way of thinking about. And as you know, we've all heard the saying that if you change the way you look at things, what you look at will change.
Yeah.
And I think, I've been just enjoying this conversation each time I'm on with you, Reverend Robert. I just enjoy the comments of the people, and each one has been like a fresh definition of new thought. And it just weaved itself through in different ways how each person expressed his or her experience. Which just shows you the commonality of all this and how it's flowing with and through and around all of us all the time. And so I'm just enjoying it.
Oh, I'm so glad. And I'm so glad that you are here to bring your wisdom and your tenacity to moments like this, and to let all of us know, because you and I didn't just start yesterday in this thing together. We were, you are part of my home church still, the Unity Center of Light in Bowie, Maryland, and I still attribute that space and that place to teaching me so much when I had the opportunity to teach classes on a book by William Warsh called The New Thought Christian, and to explain what New Thought is, first of all, and then what a New Thought Christian is, and that there are no differences, because somebody once said there are only 6 degrees of separation, but in spirituality and in spirit, there are no separations whatsoever. There are only a lack of understanding about where it is that we can go and where we can be. So I am really grateful to you, sir, for being my friend and for doing things the way that you do, and as I have said to all of you, for showing up in the world in the way that you show up and show out, and it's just awesome. I want to also go on down now and see if there is anyone else who would like to have some expressions. And Bob, I know I'd like to give you another minute or so to yourself relative to some of the things that that you are hearing now, and then I'll come back in a moment with some other things. Bob, are you still with us, sir?
I sure am. Look forward to talking when we get time.
Absolutely. We will do that. But right now, just go ahead and share what your thoughts are in terms of what you have heard.
Well, certainly there are a lot of people seeking something that they sense is lacking in their life, and to have the opportunity to learn about the groups that you're organizing and activities for individuals to share their different paths is key to the awakening that I'm perceiving that's occurring not only in my local area but globally from contacts around the world. And it's just a very exciting time to be living and very exciting time to be sharing the practice that I have and learn about the practice that others use.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's a very positive time, and I wake up every morning looking forward to what's going to happen next. It truly is about your perception, and we all have choices. And to continuing our gatherings and being a part of the spiritual community that is growing exponentially here.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Bob, I wonder if you might take a moment and just explain what the term Adama Kedosha means. You are on the board of directors of that wonderful place, and I want for you to talk about some of the things that you all have done. You had my dear friend there as a you supported my organization, the Center for Universal Intelligence, by having Ed Edwards, Energy Ed, we call him.
Energy Ed, yes.
That's right. But
great
tell folks about Adama Kedosha. Tell them what it is.
Well, it's kind of humorous. The original founders came up with that name, and the words are Hebrew. Adama Kedosha means sacred space, and that is the intention of the mission, really, of the community, is to provide a sacred space for everyone to attend. And the organization has been in existence a couple of years. Programs that we've hosted include certainly, we have study groups, Course in Miracles, and others. We've got workshops. We'll have at the end of this month, we're going to be having a workshop on dreams. Dee Fletcher from Little Rock is going to be over to have a workshop on making dream catchers and provide people an opportunity to talk about their dreams specifically.
Mm-hmm.
On the March and the solstice, the 21st, we'll be having a Native American ceremony, and it's an annual event. First event was last spring, and it is going to be a water and seed blessing ceremony. This is something that's done all over the world simultaneously with our event, but the local Manitoka Indian Council is going to be there with elders to facilitate the program, and we'll be blessing water and providing blessed seeds for everyone that attends to do that. And just to mention the Adama Kedosha, the sacred space bordering the South Fork of the Saline River. So we've got access to lovely water. It's just a beautiful setting for an event like that.
Absolutely, and I appreciate that, Bob. I want to bring another person in who also knows a little bit about Adama Kedosha, and was also with us on February 14th. Did I mention that that was Love Day? Yeah, Love Day. There were several, many of us, because we had a gathering there of folk that decided to expend wonderful energy. Kathy, are you on with us? Good evening, my dear.
Hi, how are you, Reverend Robert?
You're doing wonderful, Reverend Kathy, and I'm just so glad that we finally got to connect. We've been bouncing around all over the South,
yeah.
From Louisiana to Arkansas to other spaces, and to Hot Springs, and missing each other. And then on
yeah.
Love Day, February 14th, we were able to connect. Welcome to the No Show. We've got about 2 minutes left, but I wanted to ask you to just share with us what it meant for you to be there, what it means to you to be there at Adama Kadosha, and what's going on in the world.
Okay. Well, I thoroughly enjoyed the gathering on Love Day, and what a perfect day to meet up with you. I noticed also, and someone else noticed, it might have been Robin, that there were 12 people at that
mm-hmm.
meeting. Brother
mm-hmm.
Carl might have something to say about that.
Mm-hmm.
And I also have been thinking quite a bit of your serendipity, synchronicity, and spirituality, and how that in this new spiritual burgeoning that is happening all over the world, and how we come to, we seem to come to a point in our seeking where we are experiencing pain, and that seems to bring us to a breakthrough. You've mentioned that a couple of times, and that was true for me as well. And what I'm learning is that as we experience that pain and learn that spirit holds us gently and safely, that as we experience that and go through that and learn and to trust, then that is an experience that we can share. And that sharing is what Adama Kadosha is all about, that sacred space. It's that space of trust where we are held and
yes.
loved in spirit and safety. And once we go through that and learn that trust, then we can share that no matter what our spiritual path may appear to be, since we
mm-hmm.
know that all spiritual paths are the same in truth.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you so much. What a wonderful close out to this awesome program. Do you all believe that we have been together for 60 almost minutes now? I am just so excited, and I believe Ms. Kay said she was filled, and that's how I feel. I feel like a child that is filled to overflowing with all of the good things, and I think it was Unity. The gentleman there, Charles Fillmore, who said, "I fairly sizzle with zeal and spring forth with a mighty enthusiasm to do that which ought be done and must be done by me." I am so grateful to all of you for having taken time and sharing your LPEs, your life's precious energy, with all of us collectively and individually. Tell your friends that they missed a program, but they can go up and collect it, and pull it down and listen to it again and again and again. My name is Robert J.V. McMillan. You've been listening to The No Show, and we thank you for being here with us this evening. Come back again next week. Thanks, guys. We'll see you later. Take good care. Create a great day, everybody. God bless.